At the table of grace, the cup's never empty. The plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love ending. You're always welcome at the table of grace.
You're welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he dines with you and you with him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. Previously at the table, we had seen that our Lord Christ is the King of Kings, with all authority in heaven and in earth. We had also seen that he delegated his authority on the earth to his kings. At our last gathering, we saw that effective authority is derived from being subject to those men and women who are placed in higher authority over us. We saw that God rules on the earth through three organs. These organs, in order of priority, are 1. The spiritual, 2. The family, and 3. The civil. And we also saw that our Lord Jesus was subject to the men in authority over him in these three branches of the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Consequently, he effectively wields all the authority of the kingdom of God in heaven and in earth. Today, as we continue on the pathway to effectively exercising the authority delegated to us by our King, we will see how we walk as our Lord Jesus walked, by being subject to higher authority. However, before we proceed, we would come to a mutual understanding of the prerequisite internal configuration of those who will be subject to higher authority. These kings are characterized by the following. 1. They know the love of God for them, and as a result, they love God and His Christ with all their being. 2. They know that ultimately all authority is of God. 3. They are aware that men and women who are in positions of authority have been placed there by their king as his representatives. 4. These saints love the persons placed in authority over them. 5. Regardless of the conduct of the person in higher authority, they honor the person and his position as they would honor the king of kings. 6. These kings are not subject to those in higher authority grudgingly in their hearts, but they are delighted in their inner being to do the will of their king, even if outwardly it hurts emotionally and physically. 7. They do not obey by law, but their obedience is by the life of the Son in the power of the Spirit of God. Such is the internal configuration of the King on the earth, who would be subject to the King of Kings. With this mutual understanding, we may now continue on the pathway to effectively exercising the authority of our King on the earth. We would begin with how we relate to those precious men and women that our King placed over us spiritually. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul exhorts us thus, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace amongst yourselves. He pleads with us that we recognize and acknowledge those who labor amongst us, and who are over us in the Lord, and who rebuke and correct us. He says we ought to love and esteem them very highly. He collaborates this in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. He says that those who discharge the responsibility of their exalted position appropriately, with particular reference to those who labor, that we might be illuminated by the life of the Son, should not only be highly regarded, but they should be doubly so. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, the Apostle Paul gives these clear instructions, coupled with a warning to you and I. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls, as they that must, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. It says we are not only to obey those who are accountable to God for us, but that we should submit ourselves unto them. He wants that we should be subject to them, so that in that day, when they have to render the account of their oversight, they will do it with joy and not with sorrow. And likewise, the Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. We would emphatically point out that this obedience and submission is only within the limits of the will of God as revealed in the Scriptures. We are not expected to obey any demand by one who is purportedly in spiritual authority over us that will make us unholy, that will lead us to be divided between our exclusive devotion to our Lord Christ and the world. 2. We are not to obey any who will cause us not to walk in love towards the brethren, perhaps by engendering disharmony within the one family of God and withholding good from whom it is due. 3. We are not to obey or submit ourselves to any who would cause us to walk in unrighteousness, any who is asking us to sin against God and against our conscience. Any one of these demands is from the devil himself and not of God. Someone at the table might be asking, how can I honor my pastor or the elder whose conduct is less than appropriate? King David is a classic study in rightly relating to those in spiritual authority over us, who may not conduct themselves in accordance with the corresponding dignity of their position. King Saul unjustly persecuted David unto death. Let us read in 1 Samuel chapter 24 from verses 4 to 7 the account of what David did whilst being pursued by his king. And the men of David said to him, here is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you. Then David arose and stealthily cut off a corner of Saul's robe. And afterward, David's heart struck him, because he had cut off a corner of Saul's robe. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put out my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed." So David persuaded his men with these words, and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave and went on his way. David was being incited by Satan through his lieutenants to take his destiny in his own hands. David did not fully yield to the tempter's lure, but he cut off a portion of his king's robe. However, after he did, verse 5 revealed that his conscience troubled him. He knew within himself that he had sinned against his God. He subsequently acknowledged that the authority of the kingdom was vested in his God-forsaken and demon-tormented predecessor, and as such, he should not dare to disregard or dishonor his king. Furthermore, the love and regard David had for King Saul, regardless of the king's conduct, is revealed in his lamentation at the king's death, written for us in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 17 to 27. And if we would go a little further, let us see how Jude admonishes us to relate with those in authority who may have been discredited and discarded by God. This is written to us in Jude verses 8 and 9. In a similar way, these dreamers also defile their flesh, reject the Lord's authority, and slander his glorious beings. Even the archangel Michael, when he argued with the devil and fought over the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him. Instead, he said, "May the Lord rebuke you." Whatever these people do not understand, they slander. Like irrational animals, they are destroyed by the very things they know by instinct. Jude makes it clear that there is a direct relationship between the unrighteous that reject the authority of God placed over them. Their critical attitude is revealed in their careless words. He went further to reveal that even in the celestial realm, regardless of the fact that the devil had been stripped and discarded by God, the archangel Michael, in a conflict with him, could not even dare to speak to him irreverently. Amen. How I long to be deeper.